You feel grounded. You feel like, you know, when difficult situations come up, our first reaction is to go, oh, no, no. Oh, what's going on here? But you can quickly recover and use your superpower and say, how is it going to help me to navigate this? So, you know, you reduce your anxiety. For people who struggle with mental health challenges, purpose is not a panacea to help, but it is a decision.
Awake Enge, this is Mental Matters, hosted by Asago Toto.
So when it comes to you, what is meaning and purpose?
You know, that's a very good question to start with, because people talk about purpose. You know, they talk about it all over the place, but nobody actually thinks about what it actually is. What is the definition? And I think if you pulled over 100 people on the street, they would say the meaning of purpose is why I exist. Why do you exist, right? That's an impossible question to answer. And so if you're going to use that as your definition, then I think you're going to end up bumping into a lot of walls as you try and figure out your purpose. So my purpose is illustrated best, sorry, my definition of purpose is best illustrated by Pablo Picasso, who once said, the meaning of life is to find your gift and your purpose is to give it away. So if I rephrase that and say, your purpose in life is to find your gift and give it away. The definition is now becoming more concrete, because the definition is your gift, right? What's your gift? And everybody has something that makes them uniquely remarkable. That's why, you know, all humans are different. There are no, even twins are not actually identical. So if you can find your gift, or as I articulate it, that one thing at your essence that makes you uniquely remarkable, you found your purpose, because your purpose is to take that and share it with the world.
That's a wonderful answer. And also, I also believe that when I grew up, I would say that people have seen me do things that think they were impossible to do. For example, when I first started this, I started by writing a book, a poetry book, and in my small town, no one has ever written a book and published it by themselves. And also, I feel like I had that pressure of having I don't know my purpose, like to a lot of people asking me, how did I do it? And my question goes to, would you say that finding that gift aligns with a traumatic event?
Where that gift, the relationship between that gift and a traumatic event, there's two relationships.
Yeah.
First of all, when people experience a traumatic event or what we call a trigger, right? So something like career change, whether by choice or not, health scares, retirement, graduation, death, empty nest, all these things are trigger events. And the thing that you need to know about a trigger event is that it causes uncertainty about the future. I was standing in line at a supermarket and there were two mothers behind me chatting. And one of the mothers referred to the crisis of graduation. Now, we normally think of graduation as a celebratory event. You're finishing university.
Yeah.
You're ready to go into the world. And it is that, but it creates uncertainty about the future. That's the thing. That's the key thing about trigger events. They create uncertainty about the future. When you graduate, all of a sudden, you have to become an adult. You don't know what that is. You got a general notion of it. You've watched people be it. But now you've got to be, and you've got to get a job, and you've got to survive and thrive in that job. And, you know, and it goes on and on. So there's uncertainty about your future. If you are notified by your company that you're being fired or laid off, you know, like panic, because now you're uncertain about the future and that causes anxiety. So when people experience trigger events and the uncertainty and anxiety that's associated with it, that's when they start thinking about purpose. They start thinking, I wish I could live a life of meaning and purpose. The second relationship it has to traumatic events is if you actually know your purpose before you go through these traumatic events, then you use it as a decision-making tool to help navigate through those traumatic events. So rather than sort of doing it on your own, you know that you have this superpower that you can call up, this one thing, your gift, the one thing that makes you uniquely remarkable. You know that that's a tool sitting there waiting for you to use to help you make decisions, choices that are better aligned with your, you know, your beliefs, your wants, and your talents. So those are the two ways that it's related. One is we start thinking about purpose when we go through a traumatic event. And then the other thing is it can be a useful tool to help you navigate yourself through that traumatic event.
That's fascinating because you mentioned on your profile, you mentioned trigger events like the pandemic. And I would like to go into the thing that you mentioned about graduation. As for example, I am in university at the current now, and it's my final year, probably I'll graduate next year. So in terms of finding, I would say my anxiety is finding a job independently and also expenses. So would you, for someone who has no purpose and for someone who is overwhelmed with all this anxiety, how would you advise them to take on life? And how would you advise them on looking at some options of finding them, finding meaning and purpose to all of that?
Sure. So the first thing leads back to your very first question, yeah, which is, what's the definition? If you cannot figure out the definition, or if you can't understand that, you're never going to be able to find your purpose. So the definition needs to be simple. Again, my definition of purpose is that one thing that makes you uniquely remarkable at your essence. So now you've got something tangible to shoot for. You know that what you're trying to do is define your superpower. Now, your superpower comes from the combination of three places. One is your beliefs. So, you know, it's everything that you hold to be true to you. One is your wants. So all the things you want in life that you desire that you're striving to go out and get. And the third thing is your talents. And your talents can either be innate, like intelligence, or they can be learned, like a musical instrument, right? So I wanna just use a star like let's say Bruce Springsteen as an example. And if you were asked what Bruce Springsteen's superpower was, you might say something like being a guitar player or writing songs or being an entertainer. No, those are his talents. Those go into what makes him uniquely remarkable, but they're not what makes him uniquely remarkable. So if we know that the components of your purpose are your beliefs, wants, and talents, then again, that gives you something far more specific to start to shoot for. Make a list of your beliefs. Make up the things that you, a list of you want in life. Make a list of your talents. And that will allow you to, you know, start to contemplate what your purpose is. Now, you know, I'm on here talking to you because I'm the chief purpose officer of a company called Purpose University. Yeah. And we have an online course. And I walk you through step by step. In a series of videos, I walk you through step by step the process of defining your purpose, that one thing that makes you uniquely remarkable, in 7 words or less, developing the story around it so that you can talk about it articulately. Right. So it is actually surprisingly difficult to figure out that one thing that makes you uniquely remarkable and articulate it in 7 words or less. That's why I've created this course. That course will be launching in a couple of months. And to my mind, because I'm biased, not just because I'm biased, but because I think it's a really substantive course. I took a look at the number of courses out there, and they tend to be kind of woo-woo and non-specific. And they tend to talk to you more about what to do with your purpose, but not so much how do you actually define. And so I tell you, you know, we work out what to do with your purpose. But the first thing you got to do is you've got to define it, and you've got to define it in 7 words or less, because it needs to resonate on a deep emotional level with you. And if you get it down to 7 words or less, then it'll be very substantive and will resonate with you, and it'll inspire you to go out and share it with the world.
In terms of to articulate your focus in 7 words or less,
if you're not, you know, if you're not going to take my course,
you know, take your course. Okay. So I don't feel.
You know what? So here's the thing. I can tell you what therapy is, but you can't do therapy on yourself.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
You need a therapist to do that. It's really, really difficult to figure out on your own. Even I couldn't do it. I couldn't figure out what my... Yeah. You ask me how I do it. So let me tell you a story about a colleague of mine. And she had been the CEO of this company for about 5 years. And she had been a CEO before that. So being a CEO was not new to her.
Yeah.
When she joined this company, it was a mess, right? Like, it was on a path to bankruptcy. And she just put her head down, focused on the task at hand. And 5 years later, she had done such a good job that the company was running itself. She was bored. So, you know, I'm having this conversation with her, and she said, I think I need to go out, and I think I need to look for my next, you know, my next job, my next career. She said, but I'm scared. And I said, why? And she said, well, I feel like I've had my head down for 5 years trying to fix this company. And I feel like the business world passed me by. I feel like I'm 5 years behind. And I don't know if my skills are relevant anymore. And I don't know if there's companies that will want, like, this woman had been a successful CEO many times over. And yet here she was contemplating a career change that was by choice, not forced upon her. And it still created, remember I said, it's a trigger event. So it creates uncertainty about the future. The uncertainty about the future causes anxiety. And now here she is, lacking confidence. And it was a joke that she's lacking confidence. So I said, well, let's have a chat about what you like and don't. So we talked and we talked and we talked. And what became very clear was that she gets bored when things are going well.
Mm.
This is not the person that you hire to run a successful company. Because what a successful company needs is a good manager. Someone who's just going to keep the trains running on time because the trains are doing a great job. She needs a tire fire. She needs a pigsty. And so as we're having this conversation, I said to her, you know, I'm getting this sort of mental image of you leading a whole bunch of troops. Right? You're a military leader. And these people have been through hell and back. And now they're standing in front of a minefield and they're looking to you. And you say, I know you're beaten up. I know you're discouraged, but I know how to get through this minefield. And if you follow me, I'll get you safely to the other side. Right? That was sort of the metaphor, the mental image.
Mm.
And that, what that created was the statement, leading safely through the minefield. And as soon as I said that, she said, yes, yes, that's me. That's me. That's what you want your purpose to be. You want, when you say it, for it, you want to be say, yes, yes, that's me. That's me. Mine is transforming confusion into clarity. So if you think about finding your purpose and being able to use that, what it is it's finding clarity about who you are and how you should live your life. And that's totally consistent with my purpose, transforming confusion into clarity. And hers was leading safely across the minefield. And she, so here's what it does. When you know your purpose, it does three things. The first thing is it gives you confidence because now you've got to, you know what your superpower is and you can articulate it in a way that excites. Secondly, you can use it to guide every decision you make and every action you take from that point on. Remember I said your purpose is made up of your beliefs, wants, and talents.
Yeah.
Well, whenever decision you make is aligned with your purpose, then every decision you make is aligned with your beliefs, wants, and talents. And that's what you want from your choices. You want them to be aligned with your beliefs, wants, and talents, with who you are. And then the third thing that it allows you to do is it allows you to tell your story to the world in a way that they say, oh, I want me some of that. Come here, I want to include you in this. Or I want to hire you this. Or I want to be your friend. Or I want to, you know, invite you up to my cottage and pick your brain. You know, or whatever. So three things gives you confidence. It guides every decision you make and every action you take so that those decisions are aligned with your beliefs, wants, and talents. Third thing, it allows you to tell your story in a charismatic way that people see you with.
Hearing you telling this story, it made me ask this question as someone, as as you've said, that as someone who helps people find their purpose and meaning, at what point did you decide that you're meant to do this work? You're meant to do what you are doing now. Would you say at some point you were clueless of what you wanted to do with your life?
Oh, well, it's it's a story that starts in my very first job. So I finished university and I got a job in an advertising agency as a copywriter. As it turns out, I had no business being a copywriter. As I sat down, I'm going to give away my age here, but I sat down at typewriter. Yes, my typewriter. Some of your listeners may not know what that is. I would sit down at my typewriter and I would write copy and I would look at it and I would go, oh my God, this is awful. I'm trying to capture the essence of the product, service, or the brand I'm really wanting to, and the words I'm typing down are cliches. It was awful. So I backed up a second and I made this sign that said, is that true? Like, is what I'm typing true to the brand, the product, the service, to the company? Is it true? Is it authentic? It turns out my sign was the right thing to do. Unfortunately, it didn't help my copywriting.
Didn't it?
And I became a computer consultant after that. But the point was, I became obsessed with this notion of, is that true, of authenticity. So that when I did get back into Zelda, like when I had to sell my services, or when I went into the television business or whatever, I was striving, I had to figure out what was true about that business to sell it. And then about 20 years ago, I started this business with a business partner, and it morphed into a company that was about figuring out what was the essential truth of companies, products, and service. That's what I do. That's the purpose is. What is the most essential truth about this company? Figuring out what makes you unique and remarkable. What is the most essential truth about you? Figuring out what makes you uniquely remarkable. The only thing you owe, other than, you know, this bag of skin and bones. It's the only right that you truly own, that nobody else owns, is the one thing that makes you uniquely remarkable. Figure it out and you'll live a better life.
And also, I was watching one of your videos at the link that you mentioned you left on your profile, and I came across this word blueprint, and I think months back I think it was last year, I had a conversation with my friend, and we spoke about this thing. Instead of saying blueprint, we say template, that everyone has their own template, as you've said before, of being unique. And also, I believe that when you mentioned the word blueprint, and I think you spoke about businesses. But I want to ask this question in a perspective of individual. So how does the blueprint work when it comes to individuals?
I actually meant to continue the story. So what happened was, you know, so I've been doing this business for about 20 years. And when COVID hit, I decided that I wanted to get my coaching certification. When I went out to be a coach, I was a generic coach, and I don't like being a generic. And I said to myself, I wonder how the market is going to talk to me, to force me to specialize. And it happened in the very first phone call. The very first prospect I talked to said, the pandemic has made me rethink my life, and I want to lead a life of meaning and purpose. And I said, great, what's your purpose? And they said, I don't know. And it made me realize that I could take this corporate product that I had developed to define what my company's uniquely remarkable, and I could adapt it to the individual. And when I did that, when I made an individual blueprint to define your purpose and live a life purpose, as a coach, I had a client come to me and say, I have a way of turning that into an online course. And I said, oh, you mean that I can spread this to the world? And not one-on-one, but, you know, let many people have access to their purpose. I'd love to do that. So that's what we started about 2 years ago. And so we're just in the final stages of developing it. It's AI powered. There's AI right in the course. So if you're going to have a ball using the AI, as your wordsmith assistant to come up with a very compelling, and then also to develop the powerful story around your purpose that makes you a charismatic person.
And also the thing of AI, would you say that as some people, I would say they're skeptical when it comes to AI, and also to, let's say, one of those people who are skeptical in terms of AI and they want to find their purpose and decide to be on their course. And would you say that they will, how would you think they would respond in terms of that, or finding their purpose, even though they are skeptical when it comes to AI?
Well, there's this whole process, you know, in its simplest form, is about finding the right words, right? So your purpose already exists. It's inside you. It's been working away your entire life, and you just don't know how to articulate. So that's what this is about. It's about articulating. But you know that there are words that appeal to your head, and then there are words that appeal to your heart. Your purpose has to appeal to your heart. Stuff that appeals to your head doesn't stick. When it appeals to your heart or emotions, your limbic system, you know, that's when your purpose becomes meaningful, when it triggers the part of your brain that's about feelings and emotions. So the problem is most people are not that adept at finding the right words for stuff. Just not their skill set. And that's why we've incorporated AI in, because it's your wordsmith assistant. It helps you find better words. So if you arrive at a place for describing something, right?
Yeah.
Might be your seven words or less. And you're sitting there and you're going, it's 80% there, 80% there. I'm pretty happy with it, but not quite. Well, you throw that into AI and you start saying, make it happier, make it shorter, make it longer, more business-like, make it more neutral, make it, you add this, subtract that. You start doing all these experiments and AI pops up answers for you. And at some point in that wordsmithing process that AI is helping you with, you know, oh, there it is. There's my words. There's my purpose. So you can do it on your own. Awesome. But most people can't. So that's why AI
helps. And also I've noticed that AI is a powerful tool in terms of not only in terms of courses like this, on also in terms of institutions and when it comes to assignments, research papers, and such things. So I'm seeing that we're running out of time because I think it's supposed to be 30 minutes the interview. And before we close off, do you have anything else to share with the audience in terms of purpose and meaning?
What I would tell you is, so I think it was Socrates that said, an unexamined life is not worth living. And when you discover your purpose, you discover stuff about yourself, that you never knew existed. All of a sudden, all of this stuff comes into view and you feel more in control. You feel like you know yourself. You feel grounded. You feel like, you know, when difficult situations come up, our first reaction is to go, oh, no, no. Oh, what's going on here? But you can quickly recover and use your superpower and say, how is it going to help me to navigate? So, you know, you reduce your anxiety. For people who struggle with mental health challenges, purpose is not a panacea to help, but it is a decision-making tool that helps you make the better decisions, choices that are aligned with your beliefs, wants, and talents. So if you are one of those people who unfortunately experience serious mental health issues, then having a decision-making tool like that is helpful. It's not a cure, but it's helpful. So why not? I'm just saying that people feel such a relief when they discover their purpose, because it's like, I knew there was something there. I knew I had a magic. Now I know what it is. Now I know I have a superpower. I'm pretty good.